And have yourself a good week and give our regards to the family.
Thanks, Robert. I agree with you.
All right, we're going to pause right now for just a quick break. And can the citizens deal with eminent domain and a lot of our public institutions, such as the DISD? Got a homeowner in studio with us here today. We'll be back with more right after
this. Have a 97 Kitchens Community Forum. Robert Ashley, now coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Sean Basuri.
We'll be talking with her in just a few minutes here. But let me tell you about some other things going on in and around our community. Now, yesterday, that has been filed by the Dallas Independent School District against numerous homeowners, and at one time the Vickery Wholesale Greenhouse was a part of this situation here. A proposed demolition and a new construction of O.M. Roberts Elementary School on East Grand Avenue. And first of all, Sean, we want to thank you for coming in and being with us today. How are you today, Sean?
Thank you. I'm great.
Okay, and in light of what you all are dealing with, it's an incredible situation because we have a lot of homeowners who are listening to us right now, and with the DISD filing this situation here with regards to a proposed demolition of the eminent domain, the construction of the new O.M. Roberts Elementary School. We have had your lawyer on program with us before and have talked about this issue. We haven't, unfortunately, been able to get anybody from DISD to talk because it's a legal situation. And, of course, you know, I guess they don't want to be subpoenaed to have media tapes and all that subpoenaed, so they're just not talking to us about this. Why don't you just kind of talk to us about what the homeowners are seeking, what your objective is, and why this is an issue of public importance?
Well, first of all, let me start with what we're seeking.
Yes, ma'am.
We're seeking to remain a neighborhood.
Yes.
There's two blocks, and we have been a family since 1963 when my family came to the particular house that we're living in. We would like our homes to remain where they are and the way that they are, our complete community. We were told 6 months ago that there would be a six-month reprieve. But since that time, three homes have been purchased. On August the 13th, we found out that Vickery had been spared. And there are some terms and conditions that have to be met.
So they're not going to tear down the Vickery now?
No, they're not. They backed away from that. Mm-hmm. They've decided to tear down the existing O.M. Roberts and rebuild it in its current location.
Hmm.
But again, you have to look at the fact.
Did they just remodel O.M. Roberts a couple of years ago, spending about $2.6 million?
Yes, they did. But now they're saying that those repairs weren't enough, that school needs to be rebuilt.
Hmm. That's a very interesting use of taxpayers' money there.
We thought it was very interesting, but now we've been given that O.M. Roberts was in the bond, so there's like $22 million since it was allocated to build a new school, that money needs to be utilized for that purpose. We also found that there is a voice that is coming that is supposed to be speaking for us, the homeowners, from Jubilee Park. This voice is supposed to be coming from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Ms. Ranger, who they used to be Jubilee Park, a homeowner association. Now they're United People's Association. There's so many names for this thing right now, we don't even keep up.
Mm-hmm.
They have no real way of bringing information to us, such as meeting times. So, of course, we're out of the loop. But they are what has been pegged as the voice of us, the homeowners. And we have tried desperately to get with them to schedule a meeting to tell them, look, we want our homes. We like our homes. What if you were placed in our position where you had to be forced out of your home with minimum amount of pay for your home that you didn't ask to sell in the first place.
Right.
And where would you be at? Our question is, where will we be in 10 years? We were offered $50,000 for our home. And if you can get by or find something for $400, we'll be homeless in maybe 10 years.
$50,000, and that's your home's paid for?
Yes. This home was left to us by my mom. My brother is currently in a wheelchair and is using the home as his permanent residence.
Mm-hmm. Now, the school board member that represents you in that area, that of course is Bernadette Nuttall, is that correct?
That's correct.
Are you getting the kind of representation from your elected representative that you homeowners need?
First of all, I want to thank Ms. Nuttall for even stepping into the arena to address it. And I think that there's still a lot of muddy water here. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that are unclear to her. Because she stepped into the shoes of someone else.
Well, maybe I should ask you about that someone else who was a former school board member, Ron Price. Did Mr. Price represent the homeowners? Did he represent the true aspiration of the homeowners?
Great that you asked this question.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We did have an opportunity to speak with Mr. Price. Mr. Price informed us that there was something, a conversation that happened between Jubilee Board of Directors and him. Jubilee promised 5 acres of land to Dallas Independent School District in exchange for Owen Roberts being given, I've never heard of this before in my life, being given to Jubilee Park. I talked to Tom, which was a board member. He did verify that this conversation did take place, and he stated that the maintenance on Owen Roberts would be so astronomical that they did, in fact, back out of this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, how can two people, or whoever these powers that be, sit and make such plans? Then we were informed that because these plans that Jubilee backed out, that what happened was they went around to the homeowners and asked them if they wanted to sell. Well, I asked Ms. Price, Ms. Price, did you knock on our door? And his statement was, but we did ask.
Well, it sounds like some of the homeowners have just been left out in the cold here, and you've got a large municipal institution such as the school system, and with eminent domain, it seems like you're just kind of being bulldozed over in a sense, and being given an offer that if you don't accept it, then they can come down and demolish your home anyway. And also, I understand, you're being asked to pay, what's the deal about you guys being asked to pay closing costs on something?
Yes, we'd have to pay 9% closing costs. A $50,000 offer with a 9% closing cost.
All have to pay?
We'd have to pay the closing costs.
For what?
Because that's the way it is. I mean, that's the answer that we have been given.
My, this seems very strange. It just seems very strange because as homeowners, you have your home paid for. You're paying your property taxes. DISD, of course, they've got eminent domain. The Supreme Court has ruled that these type of entities had jurisdiction. But what about you homeowners? Do you have any rights here?
Well, until we obtain an attorney, we didn't realize what our rights were. But at this point, yes, we have lots of rights. It's just that DISD, in the beginning, when they first began the eminent domain procedures, you have to remember, our neighborhood is predominantly Hispanic. So there were language barriers. There were issues there were contracts that were actually given in English, and the people spoke no English, and they were told that they would have to get these contracts in English, and if they wanted a Spanish contract, it would have to be in Mexico because those didn't exist here. And I can tell you for a fact, Ms. Salinas, who is our neighbor, made this statement, and she stood by this statement time and time again. Personally, we received comps. Our comps that they went out and evaluated our homes on, they went to Overton Road, Oak Cliff. They went to Bertrand, which was South Dallas.
Yes, yes.
And they looked at those homes and the square footage, and they gave all of us a comp based upon every homeowner now that is in the fight. They used those comps on all of our homes to estimate what our homes would be valued at.
And you think they did that to lower the value of your homes?
Well, I think that they did that because they didn't think we were looking. And that they were going to price these homes at whatever price that they felt they could.
Wow. All right, well, once again, we're talking here with Sean Basori. And Sean, of course, a homeowner there in the Jubilee Park area there, and you'd like to keep your home, but the DISD said that we want to propose demolition to build a new O.M. Roberts Elementary School. And you have to keep in mind that DISD has already spent $2.6 million of your tax dollars when they remodeled O.M. Roberts just 2 years ago, and now want to tear it down and, what, rebuild it to the tune of $22 million?
That's correct.
And take a lot of land and foreclose on folk or just demolish their homes, and you don't believe that you're getting market value.
We know that we're not getting market value. And also, we let me update you. August the 13th, we were told that there's a proposal that some of the homes be saved and that they build parks and parking lots around those homes that will be saved.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to pause for a quick break. And DISD, we would love to speak with somebody. School board member Vernon Nuttall, we would love to be able to get the flip side of the story from the DISD. We'll be back with more right after this. Right now, coming back in studio with Sean Basori. And Sean, of course, home out there in the Jubilee Park neighborhood, homes already paid for. The DISD wants to demolish your home and other homes. They're trying to buy some of the homes. You feel they're not offering you a market value for them. They want to build O.M. Roberts, want to completely tear down the existing one that they spent $2.6 million of your tax dollars on a couple of years ago, and now they want to rebuild it. But we understand also, Sean, if they have removed one of these big businesses from the whole concept here, the Victory Greenhouse, are they getting preferential treatment over you homeowners, or how were they able to be removed out of this situation?
Well, of course, we don't know how that happened, besides we made a lot of noise together as a community. We're grateful that Victory has been spared, because of jobs,
yes,
of people,
indeed.
Those are businesses
indeed.
Of people. The fight's not over. We continue to rally together for one common cause, and that cause is we are a community and we stand together.
All right, now let me just ask you this, Sean, because there have been some who say this is nothing but a eminent domain land grab on behalf of the DISD, and that they've got a proposed highway that's going to be coming through this area, and that we have already long-range plans for you all to be gone, and for this area to come back as some sort of a Southern Dallas Mecca.
Well, if you look at Uptown, which is not far from us, if you go over and you look at what happened and do your history on it, and I'll give you a real short 30-second clip,
yes, ma'am.
Is that it went from an area that looked like ours, which was economically unviable, to an area now that is basically a middle-class area.
Right.
And if you look at that development and you come down to ours, and you look at the plans are up. They're on TxDOT. If you look at the plans for I-30, what is going to happen is that some streets are going to open up. The streets that are proposed to open up will be Peak and Haskell, Carwell, as well as Fitchu, Munger, and Berry. All of these streets open right into our neighborhood.
Yes, indeed.
And we also realize that the commercial development will be on our end. So the commercial development will stem down to where our homes are currently at. So when you talk about the I-30 expansion, you're talking about a lot of monies that will be flowing into our area based upon this big mega expansion.
But at whose expense?
It will be at the expense of, right now, as you know, a lot of things will be privately funded. You watched I-35, the new I-35 that came up, it's privately funded. And so this will require public bond election money as well as private funding. What we're seeing, though, is that we understand that progress. We're not trying to impede progress.
Right, okay.
You can't redraw a highway when it's coming through, but at least allow us the opportunity to remain homeowners and be a part of a process that would in fact be a fair process.
Yes, yes.
Don't use things like a nonprofit organization that will come into our neighborhood and say, hey, we're for the betterment of you, but yet we're not inclusive. We're excluded from all decision making. And then when we know what is going to happen in our neighborhood, we're almost looked at like we're the craziest people you ever want to see. So now we're just asking.
Yes.
And we've asked our elected officials, in which I guess you know that our Senator Eddie Bernice Johnson jumped in and did, in fact, see us as real people. When we're just asking, look, leave us, let us be homeowners, spare our community.
Right. And if they choose not, Sean, and they give you the $50,000, what will your family be able to do?
We'll be homeless, and we've investigated the bridge downtown.
Yes.
And it doesn't accommodate wheelchairs very well. But that is ultimately our, for the amount of money for the to keep my brother and our family, and not only do I have a brother that's in a wheelchair, but I have a sister now who had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
So we have all of that in our family that's going on, and the one thing that we had was we had a home. We had somewhere where no matter what happened in our life, we thought the American dream.
Yes.
That's what my mom and dad thought they would get leaving.
Well, Sean, we're running out of time, but what can, is there anything citizens can do to help you?
Sure. Please call DISD. Tell them that you're appalled at what's happening in our neighborhood. Also, go on to www.stopdisd.org. Watch, go on to our website, take a look. But most of all, write. Go on to your blogs. Blog about this. If it happens to us today, believe me, it's a possibility for anyone tomorrow.
My goodness. Well, Sean, you all stay strong, and we'll be praying for the Jubilee Park homeowners. And, boy, I just wish we could be fair with everybody in these given situations. But we thank you for being here, and may the Lord continue to bless you. And just know that God's got your back, ultimately speaking, in light of dealing with sometimes what is viewed as wickedness in so-called high places. But, look, we want to thank everybody who spent some time with us today here on Heaven 97 Kitchen. I want to thank Ramona Africa for being with us on KHVN, and also everybody else, just a lot of people on the program here today. Make sure you go to church this Sunday and get yourself some spiritual edification. And you Dallas Cowboys, look now, okay, yeah. Well, look, I'm Reverend Ashley. We'll see you. Have a blessed day.
The opinions